Prague Castle is the official seat of the President of the Czech Republic and possibly the city's most important landmark. So many have been taken aback by reports on Friday that the castle and the adjacent St. Vitus Cathedral have been put under administration, the reason unpaid debts. But is there a genuine threat that the castle and cathedral could be sold to the highest bidder? Dominic Yoon has been finding out.
The ruling comes as a result of a legal dispute stretching back to 2001 and covers both the castle proper and St. Vitus's Cathedral, located on castle grounds. For years, private companies have been doing business at the castle, everything from conducting repairs to exhibitions. One such enterprise was a 2001 display of Italian Renaissance and Baroque art, in which a company known as Gemma Art Group participated. They say that the castle's administrative arm negated on a promise to reimburse them for the costs involved. They also say that they are owed 1 million crowns for their services. Last June, a court ordered the castle to pay up, but the castle insists that no such monies are owed, pointing to the lack of a contract between the two parties that would mandate such a fee. At the same time, the castle is seeking monies from Gemma Art for what it claims are unpaid bills for rent. I asked analyst Eric Best whether there really was a genuine danger of the castle being sold off.
Well, I think it's difficult always to predict what's going to happen when the Czech courts are involved, but it seems to me to be a fairly minor commercial dispute, and I find it hard to believe that anything would be repossessed. I imagine that eventually it will be resolved, and we won't hear much more about it. I know it's been going on for some time, but it seems to me that once the media attention gets hold of it, then reason and logic is going to have to intervene, and someone is going to have to lay down the law and say that it's a bit absurd to try to repossess such a historical monument.
The legal principle of distraint, which is applicable in this case, allows for the creditor to seize the property of the borrower until the debt is settled. Should the debt not be paid off, the property can indeed be sold off. So what does this say about the business affairs of Prague Castle? Eric Best again.
Well, I don't know about what it says about the castle, but I think it does say something about Czech courts and the way it's possible to, in effect, bring about something that seems absurd to the public, but might be okay legally. So we see it also in terms of regular seizures of personal property, when maybe someone is legally in the right, but the degree to which the seized assets overcompensates for what is owed makes the whole situation a bit absurd.
Either way, even the notion of the Czech castle being repossessed has led to many raised eyebrows across the country.